court to jump it up. Mossy with a height advantage. He stands 6'10", and St. Joe, wearing their powder blue road uniforms, will start it off as we see things here in the first half. It is Mossy down to the block. He gets double teamed, and they pass it back outside. Hunter Radigan, and then inside to Mossy. Dribbles once, brings it up high. Hunter West with the basketball. West guarded by Jeffries. Penetrates, kicks it out. Three from the left. Won't go. Rebound. Out of bounds. Sam Shively got his hand on it. It goes out off Mishawaka. St. Joe will inbound. The first quarter, of course, presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Well, Mossy for St. Joe could have an advantage down there on the block. I mean, he's a head taller than every single guy playing for Mishawaka. His issue right now early on in the game is when he gets that inlet pass, he's bringing it down to his waist. And Mishawaka's got really good hands defensively. They're going to knock that away every time.
Inbound and from the left, another three. And this time it is good by Hunter West as he hits the first points of the night, 3-0. St. Joe on top. Dylan Hall up top gives it up to Sam Shively on the left wing. Down to the baseline to Binion. And a back out to Shively as he holds it in his right hand. Puts it on the floor. Comes to the free throw line. Thought about a shot. Gives it up to Hall instead. Back out to Shively on the wing. Up top to Rosebush and over to the right wing. Trayshawn Jeffries gets a screen. Pulls up at the free throw line. Jump shot won't go. And Mossy, towering over everybody, goes up and gets the rebound. On the right, Radigan with a basketball. Radigan wearing a sweatband up around his head. Over to the left side it goes. High skip pass comes back to Radigan on the near side. Mossy at the top of the key. And a crossover as Kinesny gets fouled. That'll be the first foul of the game. It will be Sam Shively, called for his first. 6:21 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Hunter West takes the inbound. There's a steal by Trayshawn Jeffries. Jeffries coming up court. Dishes off. Binion with the layup on the behind-the-back pass from Trayshawn Jeffries.
What a pass by Jeffries. He was far underneath the basket driving, and all of a sudden behind the back, John Binion up for the easy layup.
Steal by Shively. 3-2, St. Joe leads. Mishawaka gets the ball right back from the right elbow. The jump shot by Hull won't go. Binion, though, with the rebound for the Cavemen. Mishawaka resets the offense down by a point. Shively wants the three and hits it.
Yeah, what a great job. Everybody collapsed down low, left Shively wide open at the top of the key for the open three-pointer.
5-3, the Cavemen lead. West pushing it up court all the way. Left-hand layup won't go. Rebound taken out of there by A.J. Rosebush. He loses the basketball as West takes it away from him. Outside, Kinesny puts up a three-pointer, and it swishes the nylon.
And Mishawaka didn't have a chance to get their defense set, and St. Joe just took advantage. The freshman was wide open from the corner.
Flurry of action. A pair of threes by St. Joe makes it 6-5 Indians. Top of the key, Shively wide open for three. It rims off. The rebound down to West and St. Joe. West bringing it up court, wearing a sleeve on his right arm. Stops and passes outside. Kinesny with the left hand. Comes into the lane, puts it up off the back iron. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up with the left hand, off the glass and down.
I'll tell you what, Kinesny's not playing like a freshman. He seems in control with what he's doing. He doesn't seem flustered by the moment. He's doing a great job offensively for St. Joe.
8-5, St. Joe on top. 4:35 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Shively up top, dribbles once, right elbow. Entry pass for Binion. Has it taken away from him. Kinesny bringing it up court, and the long, lanky freshman lays it up and in.
Well, yeah, like I said, he's not playing like a freshman. He's playing like a kid who's gotten a lot of minutes throughout this season and heading into playoffs. So he's not a freshman anymore, but wow, he is doing a great job for the Indians so far.
Timeout by Mishawaka, 4:19 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. 10-5, the Indians lead back in 30 seconds. 10-5, St. Joseph leads Mishawaka. Kenny Menefield in the basketball game for the Cavemen. Crossover, and Jeffries brings it outside. Menefield has the basketball, one of the eight seniors on this roster. Gives it up to Hall and gets it back. Minifield thought about a deep three, but then gave it up to Hall. Jeffries on the left wing. Mishawaka down by five. Hall drives right side of the lane, puts it up there. Won't go. They scrap for the rebound. It's actually just bouncing around in there. Minifield goes down to get it. Loose ball, and it is going to be, I think it's going to go to Mishawaka.
Right.
St. Joe player had it, but he was laying on the baseline.
Yeah, that was an interesting rebound there, Sean. I think everybody thought somebody else had it, and the ball was just kind of hanging out there in the lane, and finally they start diving after it, and St. Joe player was on the end line when he got possession of the ball.
10-5 St. Joseph leads. First quarter brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. 3:42 to play in the corner. Down to the left, baseline to Binion. Out to the corner to Jeffries. Comes down the baseline, inside. Binion up and in, and a foul as well.
What a way to contort his body and get that ball to fall. Three St. Joe Indians collapsed on him immediately when he got the basketball, but he was still able to connect and go to the line.
St. Joe has some size. Alex Mossy at 6'10", and Konecny at 6'5". A substitution, and they go smaller. Philip Robles at 5'9", also a freshman, checks in. Binion at the line. His free throw misses. Rebound is taken by the second smallest guy on the court, Philip Robles. Robles passes it off to Stangby. Left baseline jump shot off the side of the backboard. Mossy with the rebound. He puts it up. It bounces on the rim four times, and it drops through.
A nice soft shot there by the big man. And as long as he keeps that ball up high, he might have some success tonight in that lane.
12-7, St. Joe leads with 3:02 to play. And the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Dylan Hall holding on the left wing. Metafield started a drive, but he was cut off by West. Outside of Hall and over to the left wing to Jeffries. Back to Hall, top of the key, a arcing three right down the middle of the net.
Dylan Hall for three. We don't hear that very often. It's usually Dylan Hall down the lane for a crazy layup, but connecting from the top of the key, and if that's what they're going to give you, you take it.
A steal. Hall gives it up. The layup by Metafield. We're tied at 12.
That's a great steal by Hall right at half court. They were trying to trap him. He was able to get the ball, and a really nice pass to Metafield for the easy layup. It was a two-on-one break there.
From the outside, the three will not go for Robles. The rebound run down by John Binion on the baseline. 12-12. Mishawaka a chance to lead for the first time. Metafield a higher king three. Kenny Metafield. Why not? Just his ninth of the season.
Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one, Sean. High arcing three, and he was wide open. There wasn't a blue shirt within 10 feet of him.
15-12, Mishawaka takes the lead as Mishawaka amps up the defense and Metafield a part of it. West over on the left side for St. Joe. Minute 42 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. West drives left side of the lane, won't go, and Binion takes the rebound away from the much taller Alex Mossy. Here comes Jeffries weaving into traffic. Leaves it over to the right. Rosebush went up for it.
They're going to call an offensive foul on Rosebush.
Well, he was smothered. I thought that was going to be an easy call against St. Joe. They're going to call Rosebush, though.
That one surprised me as well. I mean, that could have gone a couple different ways. It looked like the St. Joe player came up from behind and grabbed the ball out of Rosebush's hand, but the guy in front of him was all body. And they end up calling a player control foul on Rosebush. So of the three ways that could have gone, the way it went was not the way I would have picked.
Completely agree. Corey Madera, one of the seniors in there in the first quarter for Mishawaka. 15-12. The Cavemen lead the Indians. A minute 16 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter.
And bringing in Madera to bang down low with Mossy is a great move by Coach Aklinski.
As Binion took a seat, Robles from down in the corner, the three is hard off the iron. Rebound comes down to Minifield. Mishawaka by three. Dylan Hall with a basketball under a minute to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Jeffries down to Dylan Hall. He decides on a three-pointer. He leaves it short. The rebound comes down to Adam O'Dell. Stolen right back away by Mishawaka. And going up, Kenna Minifield draws the foul.
Oh, what a great job by Jeffries. Again, kind of picking up where he left off their last home game. Just kind of being everywhere defensively. He was able to pick the pocket of O'Dell and get the ball to Minifield for the foul.
Hunter West is whistled for his first foul. That is the second on St. Joe. Menefield to the free throw line, knocks the first one down.
And talking about Trayshawn Jeffries, I love watching him on the defensive end, Sean. Whenever somebody comes over to try to pick him, they miss him completely. He's able to get by the pick man, just making himself even smaller than his 5'5" frame is and staying on the guy with the ball. I mean, it is impressive the way he can get around picks.
Menefield nails the second free throw. He has a team-high 7 points since coming in off the bench. That might be a season high for him. He's only averaging 2 a game.
A great time to extend that average a little bit.
Senior night is the right night, 17-12. Mishawaka leads, 35 seconds to play in the first quarter, presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. On the outside, it's Konecny. Down to the left corner, Robles, and back outside to Konecny. St. Joe has a lot of young, tall players on the floor. Missed shot and a rebound. Rosebush has it. He'll push it up. Menefield has it. Back outside, Rosebush dribbles once. Peyton Johnson, who's in for the first time. Trayshawn Jeffries, 7 seconds to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Jeffries drives down to Johnson. Three is off the back iron. Rebound, Madeira. He tries to give it up, and the first quarter comes to a close. The first quarter did not necessarily start well for Mishawaka, but it ended well. They go up 17-12, and I think that's about a 10-point run for them.
I think it is, Sean, and I love, you can tell now what the coaches want to do defensively. St. Joe is in an attacking man-to-man. I love seeing that, especially with the way they've been playing. St. Joe, they're playing that zone that's given Mishawaka some fits in the past, and they're packing in the lane, so John Binion isn't going to hurt them, but it's opening up the three-point line for Mishawaka.
And of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter, 17-12 Mishawaka, back right after this on WSBT. Mishawaka starts the second quarter with a basketball, leading by 5, 17-12 the score. Missed jumper from the right baseline by Binion. The rebound taken down by Hunter West. 17-12, Mishawaka just underway in the second quarter. Sam Shively goes for a steal. He got it, but then threw it away, trying to give it up. It was stolen back by Robles. Missed shot. The rebound is taken down by Adam O'Dell, and he gets fouled going back up.
That's a tough break for Mishawaka. That was a great steal by Shively in the corner, but he was unable to get it to one of his own teammates and give a nice pass to Robles as he was driving the lane.
O'Dell at the line and hits the first one. O'Dell, a 6'6" freshman. Left-hander nails the second free throw as well. Mishawaka leads 17-14, 7:22 to play in the first half. On the left wing, Sam Shively holds it. Binion flashes up top to take it. Pate Johnson on the right wing. Over to Trayshawn Jeffries and off to Binion up top. Spins as he passes it out. Down to the corner it goes, and Peyton Johnson drills his 40th three-pointer of the season.
Yeah, they're leaving Mishawaka wide open. They're daring them to beat him from the three-point line, and so far they're doing it.
Missed layup, and Binion has the rebound. Up court, Trayshawn Jeffries, middle of the lane, tried to leave it down for Peyton Johnson in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by St. Joe. Substitution as Konecny comes back in, and Hunter West takes a seat.
At the moment, Mishawaka scorching the Nets from three-point land. 4 of 7 in the early goings of this game.
20-14, the Cavemen lead with 6:41 to play in the first half. Sam Shively gets a pick by John Binion, goes to his left, passes off to Jeffries. Outside, the three-pointer by Rosebush does not go. Binion, though, runs down the rebound for the Cavemen. That's his fifth of the night. Jeffries to Rosebush on the left wing. Mishawaka by 6 with 6:20 to play and a half number one. Jeffries off to Binion. Over to the right wing to Shively. Shively down low. Binion has it blocked going up. Rosebush, though, runs down the rebound. Outside Shively, 3 off the back iron. Rebound will be taken by Konecny and the Indians. Mishawaka by six, just under six to play in the first half. Konecny gets a pick from Stangby as Shively fights it off. Inside to Stangby, he turns with a left hand and banks it down.
It was awkward going up, but it went down. It was hard off the glass, and they're not going to talk about that. They're just going to talk about the fact it was 2 points in the lane for the Indians.
Johnson, top of the key, and the three is good.
Well, like I said, the Indians are daring the cavemen to take threes, and so far the cavemen are making them pay.
5:22 to play in the first half. Is 20-16 the right score?
23,
okay. They were late getting it up. They actually put it on the wrong side. That's why they were late. Binion with another rebound, his sixth of the evening. On the right side, Shively called for steps. Couldn't quite collect himself as Mishawaka trying to get some transition game going. They have been pushing it up court. And that stoppage kind of allows John Binion and some other guys to catch their breath a little bit.
This is not so far the kind of game that John Binion is going to excel at. And besides that, St. Joe is taking away what they want to do inside. I mean, they're collapsing on John Binion every time he gets the ball, but they're leaving the shooters wide open on the outside.
23-16, Mishawaka leads St. Joe, 4:55 to play in the first half. Robles drove the left baseline and got fouled as he went up with it.
The home crowd not real happy with that call on Peyton Johnson for the foul. It's going to put Robles at the line, shooting a pair. It didn't look like it was a whole lot of contact. Now, granted, it was on the other side of the floor from where we're at, but interesting call to say the least.
Free throw by the left-hander. Robles rims off. Robles, a 5'9 freshman. He, Konecny, Adam Odell, all freshmen, have all seen action so far tonight.
Well, and, you know, when you see this many freshmen playing, you kind of think of like a Clay where they got a lot of freshmen playing, young guys, but their score reflects that. I mean, their record. St. Joe, man, they're dominating people with these freshmen playing.
Robles missed both free throws. John Binion with his seventh rebound of the first half. 23-16, a seven-point lead for Mishawaka. 4:38 to play in the first half. Binion up high, hands it off. C.J. Fisher in, pull-up, jump shot, free throw line is good.
Yeah, found that soft spot in that zone right at the free throw line, able to knock down that mid-range jumper.
Fisher, the junior, hits his first shot, and the lead is 9 for the Cavemen. Hunter West with the basketball for the Indians. West goes to the right. Konecny puts up a 3. It misses badly. Rebound down to Menifield and the Cavemen. 25-16, Mishawaka. Menifield, three-pointer off the back iron. Rebound to West. And the Indians back the other way. The layup is good by Stangby.
What a nice pass. About half the length of the court, a bounce pass all the way to Stangby for the layup.
Mishawaka lead is 7. Hall passes outside. Peyton Johnson wants a 3, and he rattles his third one home.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Sean, that was pretty good defense by St. Joe. They had a hand in his face and everything, and obviously Peyton Johnson's feeling it because he was putting that up no matter what.
Hunter West just inside the arc from the left side. It won't go. Rebound is taken by Mossy. Foul coming on Mishawaka.
Now they're going to call a jump ball.
Oh, I didn't see that. I was looking down to write down his rebound.
But my man Fisher got in there, tangled him up, got the jump ball. But it is going to stay with St. Joe.
3:29 to play in the first half. Mishawaka leads St. Joseph 28-18. A timeout is taken by the Indians. We'll take one as well. With 3:29 to play in the first half, this is Mishawaka basketball on WSBT. Mishawaka leads South Bend St. Joseph 28-18 with 3:29 to play in the first half. Along with Vince D'Addario, I'm Sean Stiers. Mishawaka basketball brought to you by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. Hunter West takes the inbound for the Indians. West comes off the screen up high, drives right side of the lane, floats it up there off the glass. Didn't go. Rebound taken by Adam Odell, and from the outside, the three goes down for Connor Radigan. That makes it 21 or a 28-21 Mishawakas. We head toward three to play in the first half. Nearly a steal. Dylan Hall with it, though. Comes into the lane, puts it up, catches the iron, and falls through.
What a nice soft shot there by Dylan Hall, too. Two St. Joe Indians were up trying to block that, and it just kind of rattled around and went down.
Offensive foul coming on the Indians. Away from the ball, and the official talking to Alex Mossy, the 6'10" junior, telling him what he did wrong. Mossy has called for his first, and now he's talking to head coach Mike Bauer over on the St. Joe sideline. Shively penetrates and kicks it outside for Trayshawn Jeffries. Back to Shively on the right wing. As they reverse it around, Dylan Hall called for steps as he tried to dribble.
He's getting a little too excited. He loves to drive that lane. He saw an opening. Tried to take it, just stepped before he dribbled.
2:24 to play in the first half. Hunter West gets a screen from Mossy and passes off to the right. Up top, Kinesny puts up a three and buries that one. Kinesny's second three. Makes it 30-24. Mishawaka on top. They were up by 10 just a moment ago. They now lead by 6. Just under 2 to play in the first half. Binion, right baseline. Double team down there. Out to Rosebush. Rosebush out to Shively. They play catch. Rosebush gets it back up to Dylan Hall. Left wing, Jeffries. Down to the block to Binion. Double teamed right away again. Out to the right wing to Shively. Binion sets a screen for him. Shively penetrates and kicks it outside. Hall with a minute 35 to play in the half.
Well, a lot better job by Binion because they're collapsing on him as soon as he gets the ball. If he holds onto it too long, it's not going to work out.
Hall, right elbow, jump shot, swish. Hall with 7 points. It's 32-24 Mishawaka. Now a foul coming on Trayshawn Jeffries.
Well, and just to finish that thought real quick as we get the foul here on Jeffries, if Binion receives the ball quickly and gets it back out, there's going to be wide open guys for Mishawaka because the Indians are collapsing so fast on John Binion. There's going to be guys wide open for shots.
32-24. Jeffries riding West as they come up court. West gives it up. Kinesny has the basketball. Wants to drive. Pulls up in the middle of the lane and knocks it down.
Well, and that's what Mishawaka can't have happen. They cannot let St. Joe get in the lane like that, because St. Joe, to a man, has a height advantage over Mishawaka.
Off to Binion, the driving layup and the foul as well after the dish by Dylan Hall.
And that's what you call an answer, Sean. Get it to your guy to drive the lane and draw the foul.
Alex Mossy will be whistled for his second. It'll send Binion to the line to try to convert a three-point play. Binion with 6 points and 7 rebounds here in the first half. The rebounds, of course, are unofficial, as we always say.
Everything we do is unofficial, Sean.
That's very true. Binion, it catches the rim, and it shoots up and drops through. Binion converts the three-point play, and it's 35-26. Back at the other end, Mossy on the block, dribbles once, puts it up, and lays it in.
That was a nice head-slash-shot fake by Mossy, who was able to get that layup. I paused there because I was trying to figure out what happened. Mishawaka tried to inbound the ball, but when they did, the receiver of the ball was still on the end line, and so it was out of bounds, so now it's St. Joe ball.
Turnover. Yes, Shively sir. Going for a steal, gets it, and he's fouled from behind as well.
Double whammy there for St. Joe. Not only did they turn the ball over, but then one of their best offensive players, at least tonight, draws the foul.
43.6 seconds to play in the first half. Jeffries trying to bounce it inside for Hall, throws it away. 35-28 Mishawaka in a fast-paced first half here at the Cave. Hunter West with it out to Kinesny. 23 seconds to play in the half. Kinesny guarded by Shively. Stops his dribble over on the left wing. Gives it up to Mossy. Mossy gives it up to Radigan, who gives it back to Konieczny. 9 seconds to play in the half. Down to the left corner, Stangby. Outside to Radigan. Puts up a three-pointer off the back iron. It hits the top of the backboard with 7/10 of a second to play in the first half.
Well, enough chance for a catch and a shoot, so we'll see what Mishawaka does here.
Inbound, Jeffries heaves it over the backboard. It goes out of bounds, and that'll be the end of the first half.
Well, a very entertaining first half here with Mishawaka up by 7 going into halftime. And I tell you what, Sean, we got two completely contrasting ways to score for these two teams. And right now, as long as Mishawaka keep hitting those deep shots, they're going to stay in control of this game.
So halftime is here with Mishawaka leading 35-28, leading St. Joe on senior night at the Cave. The halftime show set to begin, presented by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, growing a better future. We'll take a timeout. When we return, Matt Embry will have some scores from the WSBT studios, and then after that, Vince D'Addario will run through halftime scoring. 35-28, Mishawaka leads South Bend St. Joseph. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on WSBT. It's a 7-point lead for Mishawaka over South Bend St. Joseph here at halftime, 35-28. With Vince D'Addario, I'm Sean Steiners, back live at the Cave as the second half begins. Dylan Hall, Trayshawn Jeffries, A.J. Rosebush, John Binion, Sam Shively out to the floor for Mishawaka. Joel Stangby, Connor Radigan, Hunter West, J.R. Konieczny, Alex Mossy for the Indians of St. Joe. Mishawaka has the basketball to begin the second half, leading by 7. Jeffries bounces it off. Dylan Hall, call for traveling.
That's a third traveling call on Dylan Hall tonight.
Odd.
Honestly, not seeing it live. And I've always had trouble with that when a player starts sprinting toward the basket on the dribble, but hey, that's why I'm not in stripes.
St. Joe has it as they bring it up court, down by 7. Mossy out to set a pick for Hunter West. Stangby passes outside. Konieczny drives all the way, won't go. Binion with his 8th rebound after the miss.
Doesn't get any closer than that one, Sean. He was right there at point-blank range. It's a good rebound by Binion.
Hall dribbles once left-hand. Pull-up jumper from 17 won't go. They're going to call Binion for a foul as his arm connected with Hunter West's face.
Good way to put it. Probably a good call.
So the foul on Binion is his second. First on Mishawaka in the second half. Stangby to Radigan. Radigan stolen by Dylan Hall. Mishawaka with numbers. Hall lost it for a second, though. Got it back. Passes it outside to Shively. You kind of wonder if maybe Hall's feeling senior night a little bit, just watching some of the stuff tonight. It was a nice steal, but
right,
just some of the other stuff with the travels and things like that. And then they had numbers and kind of had a missed dribble there. Outside, all alone, Rosebush, 3 won't go. Binion yanking the rebound out of there. A jump ball is called. It'll go to St. Joe.
Tough call there. You know, John Binion came down with the rebound. It looked like had his arm hooked on that rebound, but they end up calling a jump ball.
Third quarter is powered by Rossini's Pizza. It's carry out. You're proud to bring home Lincoln Way East to Mishawaka across from Beeger School. Hunter West gives it up to Radigan over on the right wing. 35-28, Mishawaka. Radigan drives, goes around a defender, puts it up, won't go. Mossy, rebound to put back and a foul as well.
That's actually a pretty good rebound by Mossy. He's able to go up and over everyone and up for the easy layup, and is able to draw the foul as well.
Mossy to the free throw line with a foul on Jeffries. That's his second. It's a 5-point Mishawaka lead. After the initial shot, Mossy will try to add to that. Bends the knees, flicks the wrist, won't go. And up goes Binion to yank that rebound out of midair. Binion's 9th board of the night to go along with 7 points. 35-30. Jeffries on the left wing. Hall up top. Shively on the right, holding the ball out there as Dylan Hall comes over to take the handoff. In front of the bench, Binion gets it and gives it up to Hall. Six to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Mishawaka by five. Cavemen haven't scored yet in the quarter.
Little confusion right now for Mishawaka.
I agree. They kind of look like they're not sure what they're doing there. Outside, Binion takes a three. Won't go. Foul on the rebound on the Cavemen.
Yeah, John Binion tried to follow his shot. He probably knew as soon as he left his hand that probably wasn't the best idea in the world to take that deep three, but tried to go get the rebound and ended up running into an Indian. And, good call. He kind of lost a little bit of control.
Third foul on Binion. He takes a seat with 5:40 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Hunter West pushing it up court for the Indians. Mishawaka by five. Connor Radigan out of the right wing. A screen by Mossy. Tries to roll into the game. Isaiah Evans picks him up. Down low, Konecny misses the point-blank layup. And the rebound taken by A.J. Rosebush. Jeffries racing it up court. 5:15 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. 35-30. Mishawaka still looking for its first points of the third quarter. Jeffries on the right wing, guarded by West. Jeffries started inside, passes outside to Evans. Hall on the left wing. Hall to the elbow. Pull-up jumper is off. Rebound taken by Isaiah Evans. Foul called on the Indians as well.
That was a great hustle rebound by Evans.
Slow to get up is Dylan Hall. He's got an ankle brace on both ankles. It is loose on his right ankle, and he limps as he goes over to the bench. Peyton Johnson comes in. Konecny and Mossy sent down for St. Joe. Adam O'Dell comes in, as does Philip Robles. Shively to inbound. Jeffries in backcourt takes it. 35-30. Only points of this third quarter so far. A bucket by St. Joe. 4:43 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Bounce pass up high. Evans dribbles a couple of times. Hands it off to Rosebush. He gives it up to Peyton Johnson. Now Shively drives over to Jeffries on the right wing. Ball fake, and Jeffries keeps it himself. Jeffries off to Rosebush. Johnson and over to the left wing. Shively alone for three, but does not take it. Give it up and over to the right side. Peyton Johnson guarded by the smaller Robles. Rosebush on the left wing.
I'm fairly shocked right now, Sean. Mishawaka is passing up some wide open threes that they were taking in the first half.
From the left elbow, the jump shot good by Sam Shively.
Well, they just told me to be quiet and said, hey, we'll just take the mid-range jumper and be on our way.
I agree with what you're saying, though, because it doesn't look too complicated, but for whatever reason, they still don't seem like they have the flow figured out.
Right, and like I said, they were taking those shots in the first half. They were even taking contested threes in the first half.
37-30, Mishawaka leads. 3:36 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Isaiah Evans called for a foul on the entry. It's his first.
Kind of a tough touch foul there in the lane. It looked like the St. Joe player was coming up to receive the pass, and they end up calling Evans for the push.
A 7-point lead. Konecny, three, rattles around the rim and down from down on the left corner. That's Konecny's third three of the night. It's a 4-point lead, and at the other end, Isaiah Evans gets fouled going up. Stangby is going to be whistled for it.
Well, and, shooter shoot, and Konecny missed two point-blank layups, but then he connects on a fall-away three-pointer in the corner, so I guess his confidence isn't lacking currently.
Isaiah Evans is just a 33% free-throw shooter. He's 6 out of 18 at the line this year. First one is up and off the back iron. And as Ron Eklinski said, this is a guy who hasn't played basketball for Mishawaka anyway before this year, but they kept him on the team for his size, 6'1", and his physicality. Mm-hmm. His size is one thing Mishawaka doesn't have a lot of.
Well, and he's going to college to play football.
Right.
So he's not going to be afraid to mix it up down in the lane.
pounding that ball into the floor as he steadies for the second free throw. It rims off. Rebound down to Odell and the Indians. 37-33. The lead is 4 for the Cavemen. They've been outscored 5-2 so far here in the Rossini's Pizza third. And now another basket and a foul as Hunter West connects and will head to the free throw line as Isaiah Evans picks up a blocking foul once again.
Yeah, and that was, we just talked about the fact that Isaiah Evans hasn't played a lot of basketball, and you can kind of tell there he kind of slid out underneath West to try to draw the charge, but he was way late getting over there, and easy call for the ref.
West with the bucket. Free throw is good to make it a one-point lead. 37-36, Mishawaka leads with 3:10 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter.
Well, and there's the Dylan Hall we know and love. He's back in the game. Obviously, no ill effects on that ankle, because he drives the baseline like we've seen him do many times. He's able to draw the foul and go to the free throw line.
Adam Odell is called for his first foul, and it sends Hall to the line. His first one is good. Hall has 8 points. That's his first free throw attempt of the night. He's a 70% free throw shooter. He is the best free throw shooter on the Caveman roster.
Well, he definitely needs to get to the line more tonight. He's been hesitant to drive the lane, but they've been packing the lane pretty tight defensively. But that's his game, and he needs to get back up there.
He hits both and has 9. He averages 11.1 a game, 39-36. In a very low-scoring Rossini's Pizza third quarter with 3:05 to play in the quarter. Konecny leaves it down. Robles in the right corner, guarded by Jeffries. Outside it goes to Hunter West. Mishawaka by 3. West decides on a 3. It's an air ball, though. Rebound taken by Konecny. Out to Robles from the wing. His 3 won't go. Mossy had the rebound. Knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Indians. 2:46 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. 39-36. Mishawaka leads. Inbound pass goes to Hunter West. Peyton Johnson comes out to guard him. C.J. Fisher in there for the Cavemen. West gives it up. Mossy up high. Robles on the right wing. Robles drives and draws the foul as he goes for the layup.
That was good help side defense by C.J. Fisher, but if he would have just stood there and taken that charge, he probably could have gotten the charge call, but he ended up jumping in the air to try to block the shot, ends up fouling himself.
Robles going to the line to shoot a pair. He missed 2 in the first half. The 5'9 freshman left-hander swishes the first one through. A 2-point Mishawaka lead. 39-37. Another free throw coming for Robles. This one is up and good as well. So it's 39-38. Mishawaka led by 7 at halftime, but has been outscored 10-4 so far here in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Rosebush on the left wing. Dylan Hall at the top of the key. Right wing to Shively. Small lineup in there for the Cavemen. Fisher reverses it over to Jeffries on the left wing. Down to the baseline, Shively. Up top, Rosebush. Dylan Hall wanted to drive. Outside to Jeffries. That back to Hall on the right wing with under 2 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Rosebush to Shively at the top of the key. 1:45 to play in the third quarter. Dylan Hall on the left wing. Jeffries right back to Hall once again with 1:38 to play in the third. Rosebush to Shively. Drives left side of the lane. Shively goes up and manages to bank it down. 41-38. Mishawaka extends the lead to 3 with 1:20 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Robles has his shot blocked, and C.J. Fisher with a rebound. Here's Dylan Hall, a wraparound. Hall gets fouled, taking it into the rim.
Another great take by Dylan Hall. And, you know, we got to talk about that block down there defensively. What a great job by Mishawaka. Get in transition, and then Dylan Hall man, you want the ball in his hands when you're in transition. So great job by Mishawaka. Puts their best free throw shooter back on the line.
Now the official had some rather terse words for J.R. Konecny, and the official comes over to talk to head coach Mike Bauer. I'm not sure what Konecny said after he was called for that foul. I did notice in the first half he seemed to be kind of a kid who doesn't think he ever commits a foul. But at the same time, I'm not a fan of an official standing nose-to-nose with a player and barking at him like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, you tell the kid to be quiet, then you go talk to his coach. And if, you know, I feel the need to tee him up, then you tee him up, and he'll learn his lesson. He's a freshman. He's got to learn some varsity ball.
Dylan Hall hit the first free throw and nails the second one as well. He now has 11 points on his average. Mishawaka's up by 5 with a minute 10 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. West gets past Shively, dishes inside, Stangby, a foul is called. Not sure about that.
That's tough right there. The ball was exposed, and Mishawaka guys were going after the ball. I didn't see any arm on that whatsoever, but the foul is called regardless on Sam Shively.
That's his second. Mishawaka with 7 fouls here in the third quarter. Dylan Hall's going to take a seat. Brian Brayton in for the first time, one of the 8 seniors in the Mishawaka roster. Stangby to the free throw line. Scored all 4 of his points in the first half. Misses the front end of the 1-1, out of bounds, and it's going to go to Mishawaka. Last touch by Konecny.
Well, and that was such an easy call, and Konecny started arguing with the ref again. So this may not end well for 20 in blue.
6'5" freshman J.R. Konecny. 50 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Mishawaka leads 43-38. Peyton Johnson has the basketball, passes to his left to Brian Brayton. C.J. Fisher gets into the lane and then kicks it outside to Rosebush. Jeffries has it.
St. Joe in a man-to-man, Sean. It's the first time I've seen him in a man-to-man this game. They've been in that zone pretty much the whole time.
25 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Sam Shively with a basketball, 18 seconds to play. Shively to Brayton and right back to Shively again. 13 seconds to play in the third. Shively outside, passes off to Rosebush. And a handoff to Brian Brayton up top. Brayton loses the handle. Rattigan has it. Rattigan will heave it, an air ball. That'll be the end of the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Rossini's is carry out. You're proud to bring home Lincoln Way East and Mishawaka across from Beeger School. So at the end of the third, Mishawaka still leads. It is 43-38 as they got it going a little bit toward the end of the third quarter. They were outscored 10-8 in the third. We will head to the fourth quarter with Mishawaka leading by 5. You're listening to Mishawaka Cape. Mishawaka leads St. Joe 43-38 as the final 8 minutes of regulation begins. John Binion with 3 fouls comes back in. Binion, C.J. Fisher, Trayshawn Jeffries, Dylan Hall, and Sam Shively on the floor for Mishawaka. In the lane, it is Binion up and in, and a foul as well.
I don't know why. It shouldn't amaze me with the way that he's able to score and take contact, but man, what a great job by John Binion. He was falling away on the baseline, took some major physical contact from Mossy, and was still able to drain the two-pointer.
6'10", Alex Mossy picks up his third foul. That's team foul number 5 on the Indians in the second half. 46-38, the lead is 8 for Mishawaka. That was the 5th team foul on St. Joe. Rattigan, right wing. Off a screen by Mossy, goes to his left, out to Stangby. Stangby passes it off. Hunter West drives left baseline. Shot won't go. Mossy has the rebound, brings it down into his midsection. Finally puts it up there. It won't go, and Binion clears his 10th rebound, and a double-double for the big man tonight. An 8-point Mishawaka lead with 7 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in regulation. Top of the key, C.J. Fisher with an up fake. Gives it off. Jeffries up top to Binion. Over to the left wing. It goes to Shively. Dylan Hall up top. Dribbles and passes outside to Fisher. With 7.05 3 to play in the fourth quarter. Top of the key, Shively. Dribbles once, back outside to Jeffries. C.J. Fisher gives it up to Binion. Mishawaka hit 6 three-pointers in the first half. I don't think they have any so far in the second half.
No, I don't think they've even taken any in the second half. They're taking their time. They're looking, obviously, for something very specific offensively, and until they get it, they're content with holding on to the ball. St. Joe back in his zone, by the way.
Trayshawn Jeffries dribbled around a defender. Top of the key, it is Binion. Over to the right, C.J. Fisher. 6:28 to play here in the fourth quarter. 46-38. Mishawaka leads South Bend St. Joseph. Top of the key, it is Binion. Drives right side of the lane on Mossy all the way and draws another foul.
Well, and it's not like Mishawaka is just standing at half court dribbling the basketball, watching the time tick away. They're working their offense. I mean, they're moving the ball around. They're looking for openings. They're doing what they need to do, and they're just finding the creases in order to score.
That's the fourth on Alex Mossy.
And that's huge. That's huge, Sean. I mean, he is a presence in the lane, and if he goes out, look for John Binion's scoring total to get a lot higher.
John Binion buries the free throw. He is now 3 out of 4 at the stripe tonight. He is a 63% free throw shooter coming in. That was his 88th attempt of the season. Bends the knees, puts the next one up. It rattles off, though, and Rattigan has the board for the Indians. 47-38, Mishawaka. Hunter West down to the left corner to Robles. Robles guarded by Jeffries. Robles wants to drive, brings it down. Left hand won't go. Binion up to get the rebound. Take it away by Stangby, though. Hunter West ends up with the basketball. And Robles will pull it out for the Indians. A 9-point Mishawaka lead. 5 minutes and 50 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Rattigan looking to his right, passes to Robles. Near side to Stangby. Stangby gives it up to Kinesny. Kinesny, right elbow, passes outside. Hunter West to his left, zips it down low. Stangby draws contact and will go to the free throw line as C.J. Fisher got down there. They bump chest to chest, and Stangby will go to the line.
Well, and after picking up his fourth foul, Mossy takes a seat, and actually Robles is the one that came in for him. So you've got 5'9 in for 6'10. And if Robles is 5'9, then I'm about 6'2. But an interesting decision there by the Indians to go with a much shorter lineup.
Stangby hit the first free throw to make it 47-39, an 8-point Mishawaka lead. 5:34 remaining in the fourth quarter. Stangby's next free throw, good as well. 47-40, Mishawaka. Trayshawn Jeffries has the basketball to C.J. Fisher as St. Joe comes out and puts some pressure on the ball on the outside. Jeffries is going to be fouled by the freshman Robles. The officials are not liking the talkback they're getting from St. Joe after nearly every foul. That is the seventh foul of the second half on the Indians.
Well, and I don't know. I don't know if the term is in St. Joe's defense, because that's not the way I want it to come off, but the people that are arguing the most, they're all freshmen.
That is true. That thought had crossed my head as well. Jeffries, front end of the one-and-one, splashes through the nylon. Jeffries averages 7.3 a game. That is his first point tonight.
He fills the stat sheet in so many other ways, Sean. I mean, you're right. He's well under his average in the point total, but man, he's still all over the floor defensively and doing his thing.
Second one rattles in and out. Rebound is pulled down by St. Joe. 48-40, an 8-point Mishawaka lead. Kinesny dribbles behind his back, pulls up from 15. Jumper off the back iron. Rebound down to the Mishawaka big man, John Binion, his 11th board of the night. An 8-point caveman advantage, just under 5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Dylan Hall passes to Binion. Back to Hall once again. Hall through the lane, stripped out of his hands. Loose ball taken by the Indians. Kinesny with a basketball, pushing it up court as Mishawaka gets back defensively. Kinesny, though, switches from the right hand to the left through traffic and lays it in, and the Indians take a timeout. 48-42, Mishawaka leads with 4:39 remaining in the fourth quarter. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka basketball on WSBT. Mishawaka leads St. Joseph 48-42 with 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Final game of the regular season for both teams. Sectional play as Mishawaka hosts a 4A sectional this year. We'll be back Tuesday night when the Cavemen play Penn in the first game of the sectional here at the Cave. Some nice additions they've made. Big welcome to Mishawaka sign across the crow's nest here at the Cave.
Is that a new sign?
It is.
That's what I thought.
A couple weeks old.
I thought so. I was thinking that earlier today, and I thought, well, the gym was built. It's probably painted in 1924, and I just haven't seen it.
48-42, Mishawaka with the basketball. Just under four and a half to play in the fourth quarter. Dylan Hall on the left wing. Down to the baseline. It goes to Binion. He gets doubled right away. Trayshawn Jeffries trying his crossover as Robles stays with him. 4:15 remaining. Shively on the left wing. Gets a screen from Binion. Loose ball picked up by Shively. Off to Rosebush. Rosebush gets double teamed, and Ron Heklinski's going to take a timeout. He's barking at his team after he called time. 4:06 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's Mishawaka 48, South Bend St. Joseph 42. This is Mishawaka basketball on WSBT. Mishawaka leads South Bend St. Joseph 48-42 with 4:06 remaining in the fourth quarter. Along with Vince D'Addario, I'm Sean Stiers. Mishawaka 7-4 in the NIC coming into tonight's regular season finale. 13-8 overall. South Bend St. Joseph 14-7 overall. 9-2 in the NIC. Third place in the NIC coming into tonight. And South Bend Washington at 8-3, a chance to move into third place if they can win tonight and St. Joe drops this game. Inbound, Mishawaka with the basketball. Shively cuts underneath the basket, down to the right corner to Dylan Hall. The lead is 6 for the Cavemen with just under 4 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Sam Shively gives it up to Dylan Hall. Shively gets double-teamed by Kinesny and West. Kinesny with those long, lanky arms of his commits the foul.
That's going to be his third foul, Sean. And I want to say the complaining on that one was to himself. He wasn't happy with the fact that he got Shively's arm picking up his third foul.
1-1 coming for Shively. He's a 64% free throw shooter. He knocks the first one down and earns the bonus. He is 35 out of 54 at the free throw line, averaging 6.1 points a game and has 8 this evening.
And I have a feeling with the way Mishawaka is playing their offense, I think this game is going to be decided on the free throw line. If Mishawaka can hit their free throws, this is going to be good stuff for Mishawaka.
A miss by Shively, but on the rebound, a foul is called on Connor Radigan. It is the first on Radigan. It sends A.J. Rosebush to the free throw line. That is team foul number 9. So after this, Mishawaka shoots 2 the rest of the way. Rosebush, a 60% foul shooter, misses the front end of the 1-1, and Radigan pulls down the board.
Well, surprisingly, Rosebush is still searching for his first points of the ball game.
The lead is 7 for Mishawaka with 3:40 remaining. Robles drives and with the left hand lays it in.
That was a good take by Robles. He had Mishawaka lean in one direction. He went the other direction for a pretty wide open layup.
Jeffries to Rosebush. Shively on the left wing. He'll drive all the way down. Waits for the defender to get in the air and banks it down.
What a great head fake by Sam Shively down underneath the basket. Had an Indian flying way past him.
Odell stands 6'6". That was the size advantage. A missed shot. And there's John Binion with his 12th board of the night, but now a turnover. Hunter West puts up the three and knocks it down.
Well, and this is where Mishawaka is going to have to be careful in these transition buckets. St. Joe is deadly from beyond the arc late in the game, from what I've been able to gather.
That score can't be right. It can't be a 10-point lead right now, is it?
51-47.
Boy, we're all over the place. Just a 4-point lead. They put the points up on the wrong side. So 51-47. There's a block shot, and Robles with the rebound for the Indians. Just a 4-point advantage with 2:33 to play. West puts up another three and knocks another one down. His third three-pointer of the night, and just like that, it's only a 1-point lead for Mishawaka. 51-50 after back-to-back threes by Hunter West of St. Joe. 2:26 remaining in the fourth quarter. Let's take a timeout on WSBT.
Yeah, Brady.
51-50, 2:26 remaining in the fourth quarter as Hunter West connects on a couple of threes to bring South Bend St. Joe to within a point. Mishawaka led by 7 at halftime. They led by 5 coming into the fourth quarter. There's now just 2:26 remaining. So between a couple of threes and a couple of missed front end of the 1-1 as well, it's just a 1-point lead. With 2:20 to play, Mishawaka has the basketball. Top of the key, John Binion, left wing, Dylan Hall. Hall holding the basketball. Shively gives it up to Binion. Trayshawn Jeffries on the right wing. Bounce pass up top to Rosebush. Left wing, Hall. Hall looks inside, up top to Binion. Instead, he dribbles once and then spins and bounces it off to his left to Hall. Right wing, Shively, under 2 to play in the fourth quarter. Binion to Rosebush. Jeffries top of the key. Hall on the right wing. Binion backdoor cut by Shively. No pass though. Binion gives it up to Hall. Hall off to his left to Trayshawn Jeffries on the left wing.
And no need for Mishawaka to hurry here. I mean, they've got the lead. And they're doing a great job running their offense around the perimeter.
I think that's what they're doing. They lead by a point with a minute 22 remaining. Just milking as much clock as possible. Dylan Hall bounces it. Top of the key to Binion. Hall through the lane. Puts it up and draws the foul. It is Joel Stangby whistled for the foul. It's his second. To the free throw line goes Dylan Hall, and that was team foul number 10 on St. Joe. So Hall will shoot two.
And obviously nobody you'd rather have at the line
yeah,
if you're Mishawaka.
Exactly.
Dylan Hall.
Do a little wiping up of some sweat on the floor. Hall has 11 points tonight. He dribbles, puts up the first free throw, and he is now 5 out of 5 at the free throw line. Hall in double figures with 12. John Binion, a double-double with 11 points and 11 rebounds. 52-50, Mishawaka leads with a minute 14 remaining after the first free throw. Hall dribbling at the line, bends the knees, and rattles the second free throw home.
Still a one-possession game, and Mishawaka's going to have to make sure. It looks like they're going to be in a man-to-man. Extend that defense. Do not let them get an open three for Hunter West.
Hunter West, who has hit the two free threes, pulls up from the right elbow. Missed shot. Rosebush has his fifth board. Dylan Hall in backcourt up to Rosebush. Rosebush thought about driving and then passes back outside to Hall, who nearly gets tackled by Konecny. That is the fourth on Konecny.
And that was an unintentional foul. I mean, it was.
It looked worse than it
right.
was because Konecny.
Exactly.
He's all lanky and he just got turned around.
Well, and the ref immediately walked up to, like, stop something that wasn't even starting. I don't know. I just don't like when refs try to make it about them.
Is that the happens?
Is that the best way to put it?
When does that happen?
I don't know.
Hall with another free throw has 14 points. He makes it a four-point lead, which is very important now as we get under a minute to play.
Absolutely. Two-possession game. Mishawaka can still play some aggressive defense, but they don't have to worry as much.
Another one for Hall. Good.
Coming down to free throw, Sean.
He is 8 out of 8 at the line, and again, he's their best free throw shooter. It's a 5-point Mishawaka lead. Robles to Konecny. Konecny chucks up a three. Oh, and he's going to be fouled shooting a three-pointer.
Wow. They're going to call that on Dylan Hall, and he put his hand up, but, man, I did not see that foul, and that was called from across the gym on that shot. That's a tough call if you're a Mishawaka fan.
No idea what kind of free throw shooter Konecny is since we didn't get any statistics from St. Joe. With 42.9 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Mishawaka's lead is 5, and Konecny bounces the free throw, but it falls through. Bounces it off the rim, I should say. Didn't bounce it off the floor.
Now, that would have been impressive. I don't know if it's legal, but that would have been impressive.
The first one is good. The second one hits the lip.
Well, and the freshmen getting battle-tested here. Last game of the regular season in a hostile environment. Good practice for them when it comes to the tournament, where they'll be heading over to the west side of South Bend.
Still a four-point lead for Mishawaka. The third of Konecny's free throws. Rims off. John Binion has the rebound. Binion bounces it off to Dylan Hall, and he'll probably just stand there and wait for somebody to foul him. He pulls up his dribble, and Stangby does reach in.
Well, again,
Dylan Hall was kind of standing there going, come on, somebody,
yeah,
somebody,
exactly.
Just foul me.
And you know that that's what St. Joe was going to do, and that ball got in the hands of the right guy if you're Mishawaka. So, hang out, get fouled.
Hall's last 8 points, all on free throws. And he goes to the line with his team up by 4. He gets 2 here. He makes the first one. He's now 9 out of 9. And a timeout is taken by the Cavemen. 38.6 seconds remaining. It's Mishawaka 56, St. Joe 51. You're listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on WSBT. 38.6 seconds remaining on senior night at the Cave. Mishawaka leads St. Joseph 56-51. Cavemen led early, or trailed early, rather, I should say, but they finished the first quarter strong, led 17-12. They have led ever since then. St. Joe has got it down to a one-point game a couple of times, including 51-50 just a few minutes ago. It is now 56-51, Mishawaka. Dylan Hall hit his ninth straight free throw prior to the timeout. He has one more coming here.
Well, and at the moment, Mishawaka and St. Joe both scored 13 points in the fourth quarter.
Hall's free throw is true. 17 points for Hall, the last 10 at the free throw line. It's a six-point Mishawaka lead. Here's Hunter West, who buried a couple three-pointers earlier. Konecny's three misses badly. Trayshawn Jeffries with the rebound, and Jeffries races away from everybody and finally draws the foul from Connor Radigan.
Well, not that it matters a whole lot at the moment, but that's going to be the second on Connor Radigan. He's going to send Jeffries to the line for two.
Jeffries, a 67% free throw shooter, one of two at the line tonight. Behind Dylan Hall, he's the second best free throw shooter on the team, but he misses another one.
That one looked a little rushed. I think he's ready for senior night to be over. Time to turn their attention to that other team from Mishawaka.
He hits the second one and makes it a three-possession game. Seven-point lead with 20 seconds remaining. Hunter West on the right wing, cues up a three, and he knocks it down. West gives St. Joe some life. That is his fourth three-pointer of the evening. It makes it a four-point game.
This is going to be a 30-second timeout.
All right, 15.3 seconds to play. 58-54, we'll take a timeout on WSBT.
I don't know.
Mishawaka leads 58-54 with 15.3 seconds to play. Sam Shively will do the inbounding. See if he can get it into Dylan Hall. He does. He breaks free. Hall gets double teamed. Dribbles away from some traffic and finally gets fouled. It took him almost 5 seconds to finally foul Dylan Hall. Maybe they were hoping he was going to pass it off to somebody. Joel Stangby commits his fourth foul, or is that his fifth? It is his fifth.
Yep.
Dylan Hall back to the free throw line. He's got a game high 17 points tonight.
It almost looked like, well, 24 gets the ball. We don't really want to foul him. And they finally ended up doing it, but you're right. Over 5 seconds went off the clock, and that's not good for St. Joe.
The 11th consecutive free throw is made by Dylan Hall. And that is where he has scored his last 11 points. Makes it a five-point lead. Next one up, and he finally misses one.
You jinxed him, Sean.
Well,
it's all your fault.
Missed three-pointer. John Binion has his 13th rebound. And Mishawaka dribbles out the clock and wins it on senior night. 59-54, the Cavemen defeat the Indians to close out the regular season. A five-point win for Mishawaka for their 14th win of the year and their eighth in NIC play. 59-54 is the final. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we will begin the Sonic Drive-In Postgame Show. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on W.